Our next work this evening is music by the American, indeed the Seattle residing composer, William O. Smith, Eternal Truths for Woodwind Quartet, 1979 composition. William O. Smith has practically just gotten off the plane from Dallas, and if we had known that, we would have had a salmon waiting for you or something like that. Perhaps. That is one of, indeed, the eternal truths of the Northwest. The origin of this work, and how did it come to be written for the Sony?
Well, I had written a piece called Straws for Felix and Art a couple of years before this, in which they recited some poems of Theodore Rettke along with their performance on flute and bassoon. And for this piece, I thought it would be interesting to use woodwind quartet and some, not poems exactly, but sayings that were either wise or witty or both by Sheldon Kopp, called The Eternal Truths. And I chose 13 of them and set them each to music, 13 short movements, about one movement, 1 minute in length. As usual, I wanted to do what I could to display the virtuosity of the Sony Ventorum people, who I've worked with a lot, and each of them gets a chance to shine in one movement or another.